Well explicit.
Boo, boo, boo,
I don't know you shouldn't miss it.
Boo, boo, boo,
you know what a girl there's about. What's she like?
She likes it up and down and around.
Give it a down,
but my baby keeps it coming on. Sweet love until the break of dawn. And when she's in the mood to get rude,
no woman I wanna do it.
She likes a man who plays it smooth.
She wants easy to take
over. Hey,
hi, my name is Joshua Melendez. And in this podcast, we will be looking at my cousins, Daryl and his girlfriend, Charlene. They both work at the same job, and they see each other all the time throughout the day. So I wanted to see how, in a relationship, how do they separate their home life from their work life? Because I'm pretty sure they act different from when they're at work and from when they're at home. And so I really want to see how they handle this situation. So this is why I've been my podcast about relationships and work.
I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am.
So Charlene, what is your current position?
My current position is manager of auxiliary services.
All right, Daryl, what is your current position?
I am the patient data coordinator.
Y'all work in the same area, right?
Correct.
Right, and she's your boss?
Yes, actually, she is.
All right, so, like, how do you feel having your woman in control?
Having my woman in control?
Yeah.
Well, it's fine to me. You know, she's actually very professional about her job. Mm. And it's fine. It really doesn't bother me at all.
All right, so do you feel like you lost your manhood when you're at work?
No, not at all. I mean, I have had women as my manager before, and I guess for the fact that we are in a relationship, I know how to decipher the difference at work. So no, I don't feel as though I lost my manhood.
Ooh, there's something about kind of woman that can do it for herself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her. Something oh so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
Alright, so Charlene, do you treat Daryl any different from your other employees?
No, actually, that's one of the perks with this job. Although we've been working for quite some time together, recently, well, probably in the past year or so, that's when they promoted me to manager. And one of the biggest things that they all thought about, like the president of the company, along with a lot of vital key points in management, was one of the things that they felt as though that I would be able to maintain a fair level amongst all the employees and not show favoritism towards them because of our relationship.
Does your relationship contradict your decisions and your discipline actions towards Daryl?
Actually, not at all. Like, when I took this position, we actually declared an understanding.
Right.
So one of the things we know, you know, work is work. It's business. It's, you know, and we have to be able to separate the two. So God forbid if I'm forced to write him up or term him in any case, understand, it's business, right. You know.
Right.
How do you separate your home life from your work, you know, with Daryl, like at work?
We try not to take work home.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to separate it. We know there's a line from, you know, our home life and work life. So, you know, to keep that balance in our relationship, we just choose to, when we walk out our job's door, we just don't talk about it. We worry about what we have at home.
Oh, so like when you're at home, you do just home things. At work, you know.
Work things, exactly.
Oh,
Charlene, do you think different?
I'm not going to say I think different. I just think that sometimes, like, it's easier said than done.
Right.
You know, naturally, I mean, there's times like, you know, on our way home or whatever the case may be, we do wind up talking about work, you know, because, I mean, on a natural, you know, you ask each other pretty much how your day's going.
Yeah.
Although we're there, we don't necessarily know how each other's day's going because, you know, I may see him in passing or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. We may have a meeting together, however, but just to know the details, like, you know, well, how was your day going? What was frustrating about your day? So on and so forth. We may have those conversations. And then a lot of times, you know, afterwards, we'll just be like, all right, well, we're done talking about work. Enough work. You know, right. We're at home. And then there's sometimes, like, you know, there's things going on personally that we'll be talking about. And we actually do, you know, we as we're walking into the job together or whatever, we may still be on the topic of it.
Right.
But we're pretty good at knowing, like, all right, well, we at work, we'll deal with that later. Mm-hmm. And being able to stop it. So.
Right.
So you can say, like the driving from, like, here to work and, like, from work to here is, like...
It's the time we talk the most. That's where we communicate. The most.
Okay. All right. Can you describe a regular day at work?
Hectic.
Depends on which regular day you're referring to.
It depends on what day of the week we're on.
Exactly. So, for instance, so we'll take, hypothetically, like once or payroll Mondays, which today was one of those days. Payroll Mondays for me are extremely hectic. Mondays for him is really hectic because, of course, you know, he orders durable medical equipment for all of our patients. So over the weekend, he gets all the orders that come in. So he's playing catch up most of the time from over the weekend.
Right.
For me on payroll Mondays, it is just hectic as ever because our processing for payroll, I have to go through and approve everyone's timesheets, look over it. And especially, I have 65 aides. So as I'm going through all their time, she's making sure that all their time is correct, docking them where they need to be docked, paying, making sure they're getting paid the overtime that they need to be paid for, and like that. It's an all-day process. So most of the time, you know, even though I'm scheduled to work 8:30 to 5, a lot of times, there's times we haven't gotten out of the office until 7, 8, right. 9 o'clock on a payroll Monday. And it's more so because it's just such a long process. And honestly speaking, like, I want to make sure that I do it accurately because it's their paycheck. They worked for 2 weeks.
Right.
I don't want it to be that... the calculations are wrong or something's mixed up in it because then they're forced to wait an additional 2 weeks mm-hmm. to have it corrected. So it's not fair to them. So those are like really hectic days. And then mind you, regardless, nothing else stops. So right. even if I'm working on payroll, you know, if there's issues in my department, that don't stop. If there's meetings that I need to be pulled into,
mm-hmm.
all of those constant interruptions throughout the day still come up despite the fact that I still need to get this done. And it's like everybody knows it, but on one end it's like, but we need this done now, you know. And considering that there's 3 different departments that I manage, at any point, there could be some type of monkey wrench thrown in my day.
Yeah, it's the same thing, or?
For me, it depends. Like, sometimes it depends on the week, because on off-pay weeks, I have up to 4 meetings I must prep and sit in for. But usually Mondays and Fridays are the worst, because Friday, I'm setting up for the weekend, so all our patients are comfortable, and Monday, I'm actually fixing whatever happened over the weekend or whatever the patient's needs that were they need to be ordered over the weekend. So it all depends for me because, you know, it depends if it's a week where I have a lot of meetings and still have to do my regular day job. Or sometimes it's, you know, some weeks are a lot easier than others, but usually Mondays and Fridays are the worst. All right.
Has there been a time, Charlene, when you forgot that you were Daryl's boss?
No. I mean, I think, well, you know, I can't say no. I think at times at work, I have, you know, at home, I don't necessarily address him as Daryl.
Hmm.
It's always bait. So at work, I have to, like, really think hard because there's plenty of times I go to walk into his office and I'm just like, babe. And then I'll catch myself and I'm like, Daryl. Because I really want to, you know, maintain that professionalism. I don't want to, you know, at work calling him babe and his nicknames that I call him at home. Because it's like, you know, at work, we're, you know, we're employees. We're colleagues. We're not, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend. So,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's about it. Nothing outside of that. We don't, you know, hold hands at work. We don't kiss at work. We don't do none of the above. Mm-hmm. I'm really strict with that.
Most we do at work is eat lunch together.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's like straight professional at work?
Correct. It has
straight
to be
professional.
Straight professional across the board.
All right, so no, like, silly playing around. Oh, no.
Well, you know, everybody in the office jokes around.
Oh, exactly. Nothing else short of what... I mean, whatever's naturally okay for him to do with any other person in the office,
okay.
That's the type of joking around we do. It's nothing, like, you know, nothing intimate
okay.
between us in the office.
Right.
All right, well, thank you, and yeah.
Well, thank you for coming out, Joshua. Yeah. It was a great time. All right.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far.